The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross. Is Donald Trump's handling of hecklers going to hurt him or help him tomorrow? More after this from Charlie. Donald Trump's hecklers now show up at almost every stop. They showed up in Bloomington, Illinois.
All right, get him out of here, please.
They showed up in Kansas City.
We're in no rush.
Yesterday, he said the Secret Service warned him before one rally that some people had shown up with tomatoes.
So before I started my speech, I said, folks, you have two people out there with tomatoes. If you see them, do whatever you have to do to them. I don't care. And you know what? I think I'm totally within my rights to say that.
And on NBC's Meet the Press, he said he'd make good on his promise to pay the legal bills of supporters who go after those hecklers, including that guy last Wednesday who sucker-punched a demonstrator.
It's possible you could help him with legal fees.
I've actually instructed my people to look into it, yes.
And now he's taken it one step further, noting that some of the hecklers carry Bernie Sanders signs.
These other people, by the way, some represented Bernie, our communist friend.
On CBS News' Face the Nation, Bernie Sanders subtly hinted that perhaps Mr. Trump might wish to reconsider that remark.
He calls me a communist. That's a lie. To suggest that our campaign is telling people to disrupt his campaign is a lie.
Now, I know there may be some children listening who hear that word and wonder whether adults get punished for lying the way children do. You can tell them that with presidential candidates, we in the media try to avoid the word lie.
Trump also habitually exaggerates the size of his crowds and the reviews of his debate performances. But his loose association with the truth has not slowed him down yet.
See, we see it more as falsiness. And as long as the voters seem okay with it, falsiness is just good politics, kids. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.